We left off with our heroes stranded on a summoning isle. Dark Mage had just escaped the ritual and left behind a Miststalker. Our heroes are trying to lure the Miststalker to the middle for potentially some extra damage they can deal upon it. Tal, in an act of bravery, maybe stupidity, jumped onto the boat with the mage. Tipsy, Clam, and Azarketti are still trapped inside the compass. And last we saw, the mage bears a striking resemblance to Mel. Welcome to episode 20. On the inside of the compass, this vast cavern drop from what looks like on the outside the water's floor goes down and down and down and down, and we get toward the bottom of this floor. We start to see pedestals with creatures hunched over and a watery substance wrapped around their feet and ankles. These creatures can speak but can barely move, in pain and agony, letting off screams from time to time. As you look up, you can see what the compass sees. You can see our heroes holding it, our heroes attempting this ritual, about ready to get it started. And then we look down even further, and on the floor of this cavern, there seems to be a lid on this giant vat. In this giant vat, clouded in mist, you can occasionally see a tentacle reach up, or a face creature. And then you get a glimpse of it, and to Tipsy and Clam, it's unmistakable. It looks exactly like the fountain statue in the basement at Otari. This creature, and just next to this creature, talking, chanting, almost whispering to himself, is our dark mage, standing there, doing something, talking something, a smile on his face. He looks up and he can see his nephew, Melchillion, holding the compass, about to set him free.
So from our perspective, have we just gotten there?
No.
Okay.
You've been there this whole time. So let's see here. Tipsy has been about 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
And then Clam a day or two. Clam, your pedestal is extremely awkward and crowded. You are all chained together with this watery bound substance. You can't move your arms. Things. And there's caw-caw. It's like right on your chest, between your chest and the Otarian guard. Mm-hmm. And you're straddling the Otarian guard, and the Otarian guard is on his back, and none of you can move.
Yeah. This is why it's good to be 3 feet tall.
Tipsy at least has a pedestal to himself.
Yeah.
wait, is the mage on a pedestal?
The mage is down by the base platform where this creature is.
And but he can just roam around.
There appears to be like some sort of magical lid on this base where the creature is. Like it can't get out of that vat yet.
So the mage is outside of the vat.
Yeah, just the mage is not on a pedestal.
But he's not on a pedestal.
No.
So what's he walking on?
There's just a small platform around the base, and then the pedestals go up from there.
Is there an empty pedestal that he used to be on?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
You look up. You look around. You can see Azarketti. You can see old traveling gnomes. You see Tamily. You see what you presume to be Ramily.
What is Tamily doing?
Same thing everyone else is doing. It's agony.
What's
head
hurting
down.
Them? What's hurting them?
There's whatever is chaining you to these platforms is draining your life force. It's sucking it out of you.
So the chains are somehow magical
and
are just keeping us weak.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
Are we able to speak?
You are able to speak.
Okay.
You can. You get the sense, too, that these chains are some way connected to the creature, like it may be fueling this creature.
Can Tipsy do magic?
No.
Not even message?
No.
I think, have we just recently regained the ability to speak, or have we always had it?
You've had it.
Okay.
But so, there's always someone screaming, though.
Yeah, it is
so
hard
really
to hear
loud
in, there.
In there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it, like, echoey?
Yeah.
Ooh. That would be annoying.
We've been trying to communicate for the last 2 days since you've been in there. We just can't.
Deep-sea!
Clam! Clam, can you hear me?
No, that bitch keeps yelling.
We can all shut up. I'm trying to talk to my friend.
All right. So the thing that's changed now is that he's doing some sort of summoning ritual, and we see that these guys outside are doing a similar thing.
The mage is just focused on what he can see Mel.
Sure.
And he's focused on what Mel is doing.
Can we see Mel?
Yeah, if you look up.
Okay.
Oh. A Nephilim hand floats down.
That was your spell.
And the magic gets dispelled.
Yeah. But we don't know where that would just be weird.
Clam might recognize it.
Yeah, I was going to say, Clam knows a Nephilim.
But that's a lot of people could have that spell.
Right, yeah.
True.
Yeah, it's a common spell. It's not rare.
I'll leave it up to you. There was like a ring on that hand or something that you would have recognized from. Yeah, sorry. I'll leave it up to you.
Well, so we can tell that whatever they're doing outside is important to the mage because of his attention being drawn.
Yes.
Well, hang on. Can we see only Mel or can we see everybody?
Just Mel, he said.
Just Mel.
You can see who's ever like holding the compass.
Oh,
and
okay.
Since he was holding it during the ritual.
It's like a telescope. Without the magnification, like wherever that compass is facing, you can see. If somebody throws it in a backpack, it gets dark.
Right.
But now it's out.
Okay. So the mage, what exactly do we see him doing right now? Like he's walking around. What's he doing with his hands and stuff? Like.
So the whole time you've been in there, the mage has been kind of. His excitement is growing every day. But the first few days, he was just pacing around, mumbling to himself.
Uh-huh.
Now that Mel has the compass out, he can feel they're at the ritual site, and he is laser focused on Mel.
So he's just standing there looking at it?
Yeah. Still mumbling, maybe chanting to himself.
But nothing else. Like he's not holding anything. He's just looking at it.
Can Tipsy roll like an Arcana check and see if he kind of gets an idea of what's going on?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Oh, that's a 24?
That's a 24. All right. The mage, like, senses you, almost. Everything gets quiet in there. Everyone stops speaking because they can tell, like, his focus has changed. He looks at you and he goes, "Do you have questions? Young one."
I'm trying to get back into Tipsy's head. I can't remember how he would react. So what information did I glean from the role, I guess, if any? Did I understand like what he's interested in about the ritual?
Yes, you understand that he may get freed.
Okay. So I feel like the ritual is to his advantage.
And this creature at the base is extremely important to him.
Okay.
He's treating it like a pet, almost.
Okay. So I guess Tipsy would respond with, I just wanted to ask why you're so interested in this thing they're doing outside.
Pain. I get to bring forth pain.
Is that all?
Is there more?
I don't know. But, so how did you make everybody else be quiet for the first time since I've been here? And it, if you did that, can I... Mel! He starts to... Mel, don't do it! Stop it, Mel! Quit!
Mel asks for yet another hot rock.
You want to know what this all is, don't you?
Yeah, he does.
Yes, I very much do.
So you've met my nephew, Melchillion.
Yep.
His father and I had a parting of ways, and I realized there was a way to bring forth cleansing pain to the entire world through this creature. And he points to him. It's like, in my searches, I was deep in a cavern, and I came across this journal, and in this journal gave me the instructions to assemble this device. I couldn't stop digging through the pages, assembling this device, and realizing I could summon forth a great old one and cleanse the world through pain.
Now, when you say cleanse, do you mean kill everyone?
Isn't that all life is?
Hey, listen here, Buckwheat. hey, if you don't move your knee, I swear to God, I will shave off the rest of your toenails. I totally sold on your plan here. I'll help you if you tell me how to break off these chains like you did. This guy's got his nuts in my throat. Really would like some comfort here.
Yeah, actually.
Cleanse my pain.
Now that everybody's quiet, I've been meaning to ask, how did you end up like that?
Doesn't he have his nuts in his throat?
Right.
Right.
Cut them off.
Now there's a coin purse in mine.
You think you can help me?
Of course. My name's Klamberinski Pavato. I'm a scientist for the ages. Of course I can help you. Whatever it is, I find data, and you learn from that data.
I have the perfect plan for your help.
Of course. What can I do? Get me off here.
It's to feed her.
He points down again to the creature.
Well, can I feed her now? Come on. Don't make me wait.
With your soul?
Can we start with body?
He's insinuating you, Clam, will get fed to this.
Yeah.
This creature.
Can we speed it up? Get me off this pedestal.
Clam, what are you doing, buddy?
I'm very uncomfortable. Gypsy, you don't understand. Look at all that room you got over there. What is that, a studio apartment? Come on.
Yeah, but you wouldn't believe what I had to pay to get this. It's worse than Manhattan.
Do you really want to do this?
Do I want to get down?
The man said so.
Forcing the mages.
Our GM is once again laughing incredulously.
When I escape, I'll release you first.
How are you going to do that? You're going to get out and then release the people in here?
Oh, the chains will break shortly. Both the covering on this and your chains as well.
At the same time, the soap bubble and the chains.
Soap bubble?
Yes.
Soap bubble.
What is that soap bubble made out of, by the way?
What is it made out of?
Well, yes.
Magic. It's...
Well, that doesn't seem very well defined. You don't even know what you're working with.
I honestly don't know.
I feel like I need to pull a fumble card for the dialogue.
This is why you need me. I can help you define what you're working with. We can keep records of data.
You don't even know what you're doing here. Amateur.
This thing was created and was here long before us. This journal doesn't explain all of the intricacies of the magic.
Just what kind of tests have you run on this creature?
We don't need tests.
What do you mean you don't need tests?
We don't need tests.
Then this might backfire. You know nothing about experiments?
Nothing.
Oh, jeez. Amateurs getting their hands dirty. You don't know what you're going to do.
Oh, I know.
You don't know what you're going to get.
Oh, I know what I'm going to get.
Right. You cleanse your pain, blah, blah, blah.
I am never, ever, ever ready for Clam.
Well, what happens next? What's the next step of your little amateur show?
Once Melchillion completes his ritual, I will be gone. I will need to trap only...
What do you mean, gone?
I will get summoned out.
Why?
And I will, through his ritual...
Nobody wants you there.
They don't know.
Hmm.
And,
did you see that little hand? The little hand that came down?
Yes.
Yeah. I know that boy. He might have something in store for you. Are you ready for that?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. You don't know what's up there, do you? You don't have a clue what's going on. You don't keep good data records.
While this is going on, I rolled a 31 on an Arcana check to see if I sense a weakness in these chains that I can exploit.
You don't.
Oh, damn.
Nothing. So. Spent a long time in this place. 70 years. Filtering in. I know all I need to know about in here.
70 years is not very long.
It started with these few. He points to the Azraketti. And then I had a minor setback. I was trapped in here myself.
Imagine that, a minor setback when you don't keep data.
Well, just so happens some idiot gnome found this and accidentally helped me for years. Points to Tamalee. She had no idea what this thing was or what the true powers brought. But I granted her relief every time she kept feeding.
Hey, you got anything to say for yourself there?
She's sobbing. No,
I'm talking to you.
She doesn't say anything. Doesn't even look up.
Where's the chains on her?
Still, just around her wrist.
That's it?
Head down. And legs, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she...
That's not
she wasn't
enough.
On top of a guard with a crow in... undead crow in between them.
Also, she helped him for years, technically.
Yeah.
So she's just, like, comfortable, basically. Just crying.
She started to get visions of this thing and became obsessed with it, even to the point where she built a statue in her basement.
How's it feel to be standing that long at 525 years old? How those varicose veins doing over there?
Varicose veins. Is that like the alternative to bleaching? You get a little bit more color in your legs?
Just imagining her standing there.
Now, my nephew has taken the device. I know he will know what to do. He can handle the pain of the compass much better than most.
Mm-hmm. Then what? Please explore what happens after you get out and you run around with my friends. What are you going to do?
As you're saying that, the jet out from the platform shoots up straight through the top, through the watery surface of the compass. The lid lifts off of the great old one's tank. Your chains are freed. The dark mage jumps into the jet and gets propelled out.
We're all free now. And the thing is free.
And the thing is free. The thing is sweeping its arms, trying to grab and consume souls.
As soon as he's released, Tipsy tries to cast an electric arc at the mage on his way out.
The mage is gone. This all happens in a split second.
I know. I was just trying to be heroic, okay?
The mage is gone. The lid comes back over, the jet stops, and your chains reattach.
So
did I get, like, could I situate a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay.
But this happened less than around a split second.
Sure.
This all happened.
You kicked that poor guard off your plinth.
You he heard, just squatted
deeper.
You heard
deeper. A couple screams.
He just disintegrates into nothing.
He took a seat on him.
Yeah. I shoved Kaka right up his ass.
In a split second. Take the bird.
Just ram it up there like a cob of corn.
Like from Little Nicky. Yeah.
And
yeah, I got you.
Let's cut to the summoning aisle.
Okay. Hang on, one more question.
Yes.
So the thing's trying to get souls in. Is it actually slapping people on the pillars, and what happens when it hits them? They just fall apart. Is that happening right now, or it's not?
For a split second, one tentacle came out, grabbed a couple gnomes that looked like travelers to the Otarian festival, pulled them down in the depths, and then as the tentacle pulled back down, the lid came back on. Everybody chained back up.
Oh, I thought you just meant the lid. The creature is contained again.
Yes, the creature is contained again. You are all contained again.
Oh, okay.
And there's no stream to exit.
I got you.
Inside the compass.
Can I do one more thing?
Yes.
In there?
Deepsy!
Yeah?
There must be a way out of these chains.
I know. I've been trying to figure it out while you've been talking to the guy, and I can't seem to get anywhere.
Well, if he can do it, I have faith that you can do it.
Okay.
Look deep inside yourself, Deepsy.
Tipsy, what do I need to roll to look deep inside myself?
Whatever you want.
You need caw-caw.
It had to be pure luck that he did it. I mean, the guy's an idiot.
Yeah, I guess Tipsy probes anew for any way out of these chains. What do I need to do for that?
What is Tipsy?
Is there a self-confidence skill?
I don't know.
I guess maybe that would be charisma.
Yeah.
You can roll a straight ability check.
You want to roll some Riz?
Oh boy, yeah, nope. That's an 11.
Well, you don't know.
Can I roll persuasion on Tamley?
Sure.
Get her to stop sobbing.
I can't tell if that's a good or bad.
I don't know either.
I rolled a 20.
Oh, well, great. On Tamily.
Yeah. So what is
another chained gnome.
Another useless.
He crits on a chained gnome.
So the volume starts increasing after he leaves.
Sure.
Right?
Everybody's crying again.
Yeah. I'll give you... You have one sentence that she can hear you on an at 20 before the cacophony raises and no one can hear anything in there.
Tamily, we had our problems, but we all need to work together to get out of here. Tell me what you know. I know you know more.
She gives you a knowing nod.
What can we do? Let's work together. Team up here.
And then we cut to the island.
Okay.
Give it time. Give it time. Let it marinate. We got stew going.
Tato stew. I got to get back to that.
Yeah, this is our tato stew.
I just rolled another 26 on the Arcana check for Tipsy, by the way, just in case that matters at all.
Tipsy feels really proud of himself.
Because now he knows all about
Tipsy
what happened.
Feels proud of himself.
You know what? Clam, you're right. All I had to do was believe. I'm still chained in an agony, but I feel good. You know? It's fresh.
I believe I can fly.
There's something about my new perspective now that just feels good.
It's all about your attitude.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm not a gnome anymore. I'm a yes-um.
I didn't think that one out. If there's something there, though.
All right, we're gonna start the day generous because you guys need it. That's a because that made me laugh. D4 Hot Rock.
Yes.
Not a gnome. I'm a yes-um. All right, let's. Do you want to pause? Set up the summoning aisle.
Yep.
Okay. And we're back on the summoning aisle. So, the Miststalker is on the west side of the aisle, just a few steps to that ritual site. Our heroes are on the eastern side of the aisle, almost all the way to the edge of the shoreline. And it is Alistair's turn. We ended with Talgari jumping off the boat, making a splash in the water.
All right. I am sickened too, so I can retch, is that right?
Yeah.
Attempt to retch. Let's see, single action retching and an attempt to recover. Immediately attempt a fortitude save against DC of the effect. Okay, so do you know the DC of the effect?
Yes.
Is that just an action anybody can take if they're sickened?
Yes. Yeah. I believe so.
That's the only way you get rid of it. It's not like other...
You just throw up?
Yeah.
That's an 11.
That is a fail.
Okay, and our goal here is to lure this Miststalker, so... Does anybody remember if I've used battle medicine on myself recently?
I don't think you have this battle.
Okay. I'm going to use battle medicine. And I have to beat a DC 15, is that right?
Yeah.
That just barely does it. So I will then roll 2d8. 9 health back.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Not bad. Not bad. I'll take it.
Yeah, that's nice. That's only one, that's now you're done with that though, right? It's once per day.
Yeah, for me. I can do it to anybody else, but not me. And I guess I don't think.
Is that one action, battle medicine?
It is. So
you could try to do it to one of those guys.
I was
going
to say, do you want me to do it to one of you? I'll do it. Who?
Bash, what's your health?
Yeah,
right
what's
now?
Your at? What are you at?
Less than half of 52.
Well, okay. So I know he's at 16. Are you lower than that?
No.
Okay, so I'll do it to Mel. And I achieve it. And you get 12 back.
Nice.
That is nice.
I rolled 2 8s, one on each of our checks. That's pretty fortuitous. And that's my turn.
That is your turn. So, the Miststalker is going to step up. It's going to move to right about there. And a few things are going to happen. It stops its movement there. As it walks across the summoning site, its heavy weight jostles the fluids in the ritual just enough to snap the beam back on. And it is now stuck within this center spire. It does not like... you can tell it's causing it pain. The summoning jet of water that's coming up out of the what was the inside of the compass is coming up in the middle here. It's causing this creature pain. Does not like it. It also can't move from this middle area. So, two things are going to happen. One, while this is still active, every hit gets an additional d6 while the summoning mist jet is still active. Every hit gets an additional d6. And Mel, for every round you keep this open is another round that everything is open inside the compass. A chance for Tipsy and Clam to jump into the jet and get sucked back out into this plane.
Wait, how does he... A couple questions here.
Yeah.
How does he know that... How does he know what's happening as far as inside the compass? And two, how does he... What is he doing to keep it open other than the thing standing there?
He has to roll a will save to keep it open. You can feel it. You can feel the exact same pull as when you started the ritual. This is how you know that it's the same thing. And it's the exact same jet. So I'm going to say...
So
your characters would assume if this is how the Dark Mage came out, maybe others are coming out.
Uh-huh.
Right.
But that guy's not blocking the path?
No.
Okay. It's just like goes through it.
Are they coming out on the island? Like, would they be coming out on the island?
Yes, right at that ritual
not
site.
Out of the compass?
Right.
Okay.
So they'd be coming out right beside that guy, though.
Yeah.
Is he still active? I know you said he can't move, but he still attacks every round and stuff?
Yeah. He's still an ongoing, but that is his turn.
Okay. All right.
So is a will save an action for me?
Yes.
What happens if he fails a will save?
The jet stops.
Uh-huh. And he can move again?
And he can move again.
Can we put him back on it and do the thing again?
You'll have to see.
Okay.
And I'll tell you this, there wasn't a lot of residue fluid left over, so this is very fragile.
What does that mean?
Like...
Oh, that we poured on there?
Yeah, the Azaketi blood
and
the ritual water. There's barely any left, so you can tell, like, this is not going to last for a long time. It's not the same as if you had the whole compass there.
So we need...
This is like an aftershock, almost.
Yeah, so we don't know how long this is going to... The jet's going to...
So we need one of the Azarketis to come out and die immediately, so it's bleeding all over the place.
Well, within,
you don't have any of the water.
Yeah, we don't have any compass water, so we'd just be slaughtering Azarketis.
I like how Jordan's first instinct is to turn an Azarketi into a Star Trek red shirt.
There will be Azarketi blood, part two.
Yeah. Part two, the deadening.
Okay.
Will save.
So, wait, hang on. One other thing. You're giving us...
You've been killing the will save.
The will save is what keeps it open.
Yeah.
But you're giving us one round for free without Jeff having to do it?
No.
You're going to make him do it right now.
There's going to be a reaction right now.
Okay.
To do it.
And if he fails, it's closed right now. We don't get a chance to do anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I use the hot rocks on this?
I probably would.
Yeah. You can use one of mine.
Let me tell you, if you fail...
No, I got it.
I'll give you one later, I guess.
The creature may continue to move forward.
Yeah.
Because, this is what was stopping
it. I thought you said he can't move.
Well, if he fails and the jet goes away, he may continue to move forward and get the rest of his turn back.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's hot rock worthy.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
All right.
The stakes are not low, we'll say that.
All right, I have plus 10 on this, so. Oh, jeez, 15. How?
You rolled a 3.
Can I add a hot rock now?
You can. I have not said anything.
Go ahead, roll another one. Mark gave you one.
Yeah, there you
we'll
go.
We'll share.
I've got two.
We'll share.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, actually... Oh, okay.
Another 2. 17.
17. It stays in place.
Oh,
no. Why do I feel it was like a 16
or something
like that? I feel
like it was 16.
That.
It was 16.
It may have even been 17. Who knows?
Jeez. Starting out strong today with the rolling.
All right. Tipsy and Clam, give me an initiative.
Okay.
Wait, so we're getting released? Is that what I'm getting from this?
Maybe.
Yep.
Okay. Tipsy looks over at Clam and goes, "Hey, Clam, you know that new perspective you told me to gain? I got a really good feeling here coming up pretty soon."
What's Tamley doing?
This is a split second. You're on top of people. You have other things to worry about.
I love when you start talking to me like I'm a child. Like, shut up, you idiot. Let me get back
I
to the lesson.
I don't know yet.
Let's get back to the lesson, please.
Tipsy's got 18 initiative.
Okay.
24.
Okay. So you will both go before the sea creature. Really, it's just an acrobatics to jump yourself into that jet.
All the chains came off everybody again, and the thing came off.
Yep. So
everybody's free.
Yep. And I'll say,
and
like,
it's all split second.
This is all kind of happening as a split second. Some tentacles from the great old one came up and swiped at people. Some are jumping, trying to jump across them. Some get caught by the tentacles. Some even get to the jet.
Uh-huh.
So this is all kind of chaos now.
So some are coming out.
Yeah.
It's like a crowd crush at a concert.
Am I full health?
You would be whatever you were. So I don't remember.
I made myself level 4 because we talked about
that. Oh, that's right. So. Yeah. Just go to full health then.
Okay. So I'm doing an acrobatics check to jump at the stream.
Yeah.
All right. Worst character possible to do this. What about my little guard friend? What's he doing? Do I need to, like, compete with him or something?
Just roll him off into the abyss.
Yeah, feed him to the thing.
Can I just jump, or do I have to, like, kick him first?
The first time you kind of readjusted.
Even have toenails.
Yeah, the dude's literally chomping his nuts.
Yeah. He has a dead or a undead crow in his ass.
I'm going to give you a free action to
That gives what died up there any meaning.
Yeah, if he's on the ground, first. You can jump over him.
What undied in your ass?
He's just worried about standing up.
Okay, I'm going to use both my hot rocks to jump at this stream.
Wait, okay. Hold on. This is an athletics check, right?
No, acrobatics.
Really? Jump is an athletics action, I believe.
Is it?
Yes. Sorry.
Let's keep it acrobatics.
Yeah, leap is a athletics check.
For real?
I'm pretty sure.
Well, I like acrobatics better because it's dex-based.
Okay.
Whereas athletics is strength-based.
Yeah, this does seem like a dexterity.
Like that's
thing.
What I'm thinking. You're not only jumping, you're like dodging the tentacles as you're going through. You're dodging other people.
I suppose, yeah.
I agree with that. Is there anything else that I need to know? Okay. This is for Clam's existence. See if I will continue to do that voice or not.
That thing's gonna catch him out of midair with a tentacle.
I'm so scared. Okay. Okay. I can't do math. 24.
24.
I got 9 on my hot rocks. So that's
you
pretty good.
The boat.
Two hot rocks. Work.
Clam jumps off the pedestal. Little gnome doesn't jump far. Bounces off on the backside of one tentacle. Jumps to the backside of another tentacle. And then his third jump, just with his fingers, reaches out into the stream and gets sucked up.
Oh, baby!
All right, so what was your initiative? You joined the fray.
My initiative was 24 as well. I had a 24 initiative, and then okay. I rolled with 2 hot rocks at 24 on that acrobatics.
All right.
I'm hot rockless. Thank you, Canadians.
Okay. I'll just keep you in the spot, Talzin. All right. Tipsy.
13.
You believe in yourself.
13. Tipsy, you are grabbed by this creature. You jumped.
Clam, you lied! Thinking positively doesn't work, you fuck!
You jumped.
Must have been an audiobook.
Your foot slipped and just fell right into one of its tentacles. We'll come back to you. All right.
Is this thing like, are these tentacles mucusy?
By the way, no thanks, oh, yeah. Canadians. Rolled a fucking 1 and a 2 on double hot rock usage. Fucking Canucks.
I had a 4 and a 5.
Okay, Melchillion, you are up.
All right, so I need to do another will save, or is that the Mistalker that turn that I have to do the will save on?
You just did one. We'll say that was the same turn, so no. But every future turn on your turn. We'll say that all happened at the same time. You guys also see a couple other random creatures just kind of fly out of this thing.
A few more jumped in.
They're not necessarily going to help you. Well, you know. So if you want to get a couple guys, just throw them out there. Let's see here. Somebody like that. Somebody like that.
This is so cool. People are just flooding out of this.
Somebody
thing.
Like that. All right.
So am I imagining this as the Mistalker standing on the middle of this thing and it sunk down and we're like spraying out the edges of it? Is that correct or no?
Yeah, but it's just like, yes.
Okay. But it's like a magical mist, not like water.
Yeah. It like stepped on the middle, shook the fluids, mm-hmm. and then maybe moved a couple feet so it's right next to the jet. So you're like flying in the air as you come out.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't necessarily land on it. You don't know really where you go. You just kind of splat on the ground somewhere around this thing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Who's up?
Okay. So I am going to cast my inner radiance torrent at the Mist Stalker. So it's the line of 120 feet. So I don't think that should hit any of the other characters the way we have them set up.
It's almost like you guys set it up that way.
Yeah. I had no idea what he was going to do when I put those out there.
Either.
I just randomly put them out and spaced them.
So, just question then. Since it's stuck, does it get a reflex save, or is this just a hit?
Ooh, that's a
it's
good
stuck
question.
In the middle. It's enough to get a reflex save.
Okay.
Like, he can still be like...
Yes. Dodge a couple feet. And the reflex save, even at a success, is taking half damage. So that's what I imagine is like you move out of the direct center, but you're still getting plenty of...
So that's against my spell DC, right?
I think so, yeah.
The reflex save?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's see what this new die is rolling.
Let's not.
Let's not and say we did.
Is it Canadian too?
All right, so yeah, you get a...
No, this one is Tennessean?
Oh.
Reflex?
Davy Crockett die.
Maple syrup to whiskey.
Oh, wait. I don't think these are adjusted. Okay. Reflex? 13.
That is a fail.
Ooh.
Nice.
So that's 4d4. Oops, dude. 2. 1. So that's 3. And 6, so 9 damage.
9 damage. All right. This thing vomits yet again. Not in the mist breath that did a bunch of damage, but just a sickening vomit.
Oh, this one smells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, the other one didn't smell good either. But... All right, Mel, was that your turn?
Does Clam get vomited on? He's in the splash zone.
I hurry up and put some in a tube. It's a sample.
Test this for later.
No, that was my turn.
All right. Bash.
Bash wants to roll battle medicine on himself as well. If he can do that.
Oh.
What are the odds of that? Oh.
A 1.
It's a 1.
Oh. No! The odds are not possible.
I saw it roll underneath his phone.
I would like to take a stand against this somehow. These are not real odds that he can roll this many ones over the amount of sessions that we've done.
Wait. I know, he's probably only had like 20 legitimate rolls.
Every medicine check. Every medicine check.
I think every group needs this guy. The one who rolls terribly.
Do we use the deck?
No, because it's not an attack. You just have to roll a 1d4. Is it 1d8 damage on himself?
Yeah, 1d8 damage on yourself.
Oh my gosh. That's
exciting.
Now roll your metal one.
At least it's on himself this time.
Yeah,
the metal
exactly.
Deserves the torture.
I don't know. I feel like Adam's trying to trick me here somehow.
Habash is going to be like, wait, I'd like to cleanse the pain as well.
See? Told you.
Good call.
The metal runs won't roll bad. Your acrylics roll
damage.
Good.
he rolled the
hey,
one.
Hey, does anybody else want Bash's healing?
I think I'm all set.
He's got like that moss that we were talking about earlier. He's like, hey, anybody else want some? You can rub it in your wounds.
It's one of those things Bash doesn't even know he's hurting himself.
He pulls out a chunk of moss, puts it in his mouth, and then just pulls out a molar.
It's like all better.
So I feel like that's worth 2 damage, 1 molar.
Charlie from It's Always Sunny, just always pulling teeth out.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like black and hollow.
Yeah. They're not even his. They're like walrus teeth he put in there years ago.
Oh, tusk, tusk.
Yeah, tusk.
All right, and I will... do you think I should move in case this guy does that breath thing again? You think we should all be right next
what,
to
was
each
there,
other?
Was there a range on that? I don't remember.
It was huge.
It was but we also don't know when he can cast it.
But I feel
Adam
like
rolled
if in
for
it,
that.
I feel like... Yeah. Did it matter how close you guys were?
It was an AoE spell, so yeah. I would say, yeah, if you've got...
There is a range on it, I'll tell you guys that. And yes, I did roll to see how many rounds I could not do it again.
I got a question before you do this. Did anybody notice Clam coming out?
Oh.
I think you're all close enough. You saw it.
Okay. Would anybody comment on that?
I haven't had a turn yet.
Yeah.
Bash
wouldn't say anything. He didn't get
it. Yeah, I was going to say.
Clam's probably still pissed at Bash.
I was more interested in Tipsy.
I feel attacked as a person.
Clam, where's Tipsy?
No, you would
yeah,
say.
Alistar
yeah.
wouldn't know Clam. Well, oh, no, yeah, would. Yeah. Just for
you
a guys interacted.
Yeah,
yeah. He would definitely.
Yeah, source of much consternation for yeah. Alistar.
Right.
And that is probably the first thing you would say.
Well, yeah, because yeah. if some people have come out of the compass but not Tipsy, he'd want to know where. Fucking Tipsy
did,
is.
Did Tipsy see, or did Clam see what happened to Tipsy on his way out?
No, it was too chaotic.
Okay.
Right.
He was
Everybody's
completely
jumping.
Focused on, like, jumping through. What movie am I thinking of? Give me
more of them.
Chris Pratt, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Wow. I was going to say Super Mario Brothers.
One of the.
Jurassic Park.
Isn't there a creature with a bunch of tentacles that he's, like, jumping through? One of the movies.
Oh, yeah. No, it's the beginning of the second one.
Yes, yeah.
The giant monster that shoots rainbow.
So that's what Clam's doing. He's like dodging these tentacles, trying to jump through, barely touches it, and then he can't see anything once his fingers make connection with the thing.
Gotcha.
Mel, I take it back. I am going to have you roll on the Miststalker's turn every round.
Okay.
Instead of your turn. Okay. I thought about that more.
That's
sorry.
Yep.
Sorry, Bash. Bash still has to finish.
I have two more turns.
Yeah, I was just asking.
I'm going to move 25 feet to... basically the left, yeah,
to the east. Oh, to the south. So kind of triangle.
That's south. Okay. North is that way.
So
I'm
this is from
my,
you.
Yeah.
Yes. So 25 feet south. And I will fire my bow.
That was a crack cry.
Yeah. Okay. It was
because there's a ripple.
Okay.
In the
we all need Adam's
cloth.
Tray. Oh, is what I'm
thing.
Deciding.
It rolled nine the exact nine, same
18.
Thing.
18.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't get
18 is a miss.
Okay. There. I'm done. Miss this thing standing still.
All right, it is now Talgari's turn, but we're going to... I'll explain one thing, and then we're going to come back to him.
Okay.
So Talgari, on the boat, jumped off the boat.
Yep.
Turned invisible.
Yep.
Made a little splash with his tail.
Yep.
Talgari then sees the Dark Mage turn around, bears a shocking resemblance to Mel, kind of freaks him out. But what freaks out Tal even more is... the mage isn't looking at him. He's looking at just over his shoulder.
Mm.
Tal turns and sees a shark fin in the water.
Okay.
And we'll come back to Tal.
All right,
Alistar, you're up.
Okay, so Alistair's aware that this thing can't move anymore. Basically, it's kind of trapped in the little thing. So can I get into it, basically, within melee range?
Let me say this. It was running up to you and stopped once the mist started.
Okay.
I got a question.
Once the jet started, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a question for Alistair's character build.
It can still move around in there, but it can't... Once the jet is... If the jet is still going, it can't move outside of those.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think it's like tentacles and stuff like that had a range to it, right? When it had done
yes.
attacks earlier?
Yep.
Mark, can Alistar throw stuff? Is he, because that's like a strength thing, right? Can you like throw?
I think any character can technically throw
yeah,
things.
Yeah, right, but he would be good at it, right? Or am I not?
Yeah, his strength's not bad. Should be okay.
Just not much of a baseball player.
I just don't have anything to throw is the problem.
Well, there's probably rocks all over this
thing. Dude, that thing you're holding looks like it could be thrown.
The mace? Well, technically I got rid of the mace. Oh, no, I didn't. I still have it. I take it back.
Do you have any daggers? You can throw a dagger.
Nope.
Oh, shoot. All right, that was just a suggestion.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess if Adam is willing to give me a rock, meaning like I pick one up, if there's one available.
Oh, it would just be an action.
This island is very rocky. Yeah, you can bend down and pick up a rock for an action, for sure.
Do we have any, would that like be a 1d4 on the damage? Like an unarmed attack, basically? 1d4 plus 3 on my strength bonus.
There's gotta be something for that.
Yeah, it's an improvised weapon thrown.
I don't know what. Yeah, but what do you roll for throwing something? Just your attack. Just look up throw action here.
I think it'd be the same thing as your bow attack.
There's no throw action. That's good.
Oh, GM decides it all. Yeah, we'll do what you said originally. Unarmed attack modifier. I'm going to say Alistair's an athlete, so...
Okay. Basically the same as my fist. Plus seven to hit.
It says throwing a rock similar to
fist. Okay, well, I'd like to try to retch again anyway. Fortitude, right? 19.
19, that's a fail.
God damn it. Okay, well, then I will throw this. So I bent down and picked up a rock. That's one action.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to throw it.
You add your strength modifier.
Well, I'm using my fists to hit for my unarmed attack.
Yeah, that already has your strength modifier in it.
So
unless
that's,
you choose dex.
That's a 19 to hit.
19 is a miss.
Okay, that's it.
This guy's hard to hit.
Still sickened.
All right. It is going to do a couple things here. One, Clam popped out right next to him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, wait. It's Clam's turn. It was Clam's turn before Talgrai. Forgot about
that. Wait, he was going to... Did you want to say something?
Well, yeah, I was going to use my free speech action to say, Clam! Good to see you. Where's Tipsy?
You just want me to go to my turn now? Or just talk to him?
Yep.
I imagine I'm just getting my bearings for a second. I, like, fell on my back, right? Is that how this works? We fall up and splat?
Yeah. Yeah, you, like, flew 20, 30 feet in the air.
Holy crap. Do I have to take fall damage?
No, I'm not going to make you.
Okay. It's like a gentle landing on this mist.
It's like being projectile birthed.
Well, the island was kind of sinking, too, so you splashed a little bit.
Clam would probably actually really enjoy this. He might be hyped up.
Whee!
Like going down that rock slide in the cave.
I look to my right and I see I see my old companions, and Alistair yells that.
After throwing a rock poorly.
And then I'm looking. I don't say anything to him because to answer his question, I don't know. So I look back at the mist and I see how many other people coming out. Is it continuous that people are coming out?
You see people coming out occasionally, yeah. Right now...
But it's just all Azarketti and weird gnomes and people I don't care about. So I look back, people are still coming out. I turn back to Alistair and I go,
Alistair, I don't know. It could be any minute. Keep an eye on the stream. Everybody's crowding to get out.
And as I'm doing that, I'm getting to my feet. Are you going to make me spend an action to get up?
Yes.
Okay, so I spend an action to get up. And I think what I would do is I'd run to you guys. So I'd like to spend like one movement. Move me 30 feet. I forgot what my movement is. 25. No, it's 25. It's 25. Yeah, I'm used to Talgrai being so fast. Okay. Yeah, put me there. Hang on one second. And then I guess I can just start throwing stuff, right?
Just start throwing stuff.
Sure. Actually, no, I will drink. I mean, I wouldn't have any potions though, would I? Because I haven't had any time to do my alchemy.
No. Yeah, you wouldn't be able to do any of that in there.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
Well, did you have anything when you got sucked into the compass?
That's true. I would have had some. Who knows what that was? I'm going to have to just retcon it.
I'll give you a couple things, but don't go crazy with it. You would have had some stuff.
I was going to take a Drake heart, but I probably wouldn't have had any of those left because I handed them out and took one.
Oh, yeah.
I know I had like six.
This is right after, as far as Clam is concerned, it's right after you guys took down a bunch of Otari guards. Right, so you did throw a bunch of stuff at them.
Right. I remember I used like...
I think you used an Alchemist Fire to stop them a couple times.
I used two Blight Bombs, which I know I had made six of those. So I should still have a couple of those. That's what I made the most of. And maybe one Fire. Yeah, I'll just say I have... I'll be fair. I'll say I had three of those and one of those. So I have four potions. All right. So, I have three of those. So I'm just going to grab for whatever I have. And we'll say I grab another Blight Bomb. And I'm going to throw my Blight Bomb at this guy once I kind of recognize what the situation is and that there's a giant monster that my friends are throwing rocks at.
Poorly.
Yeah. What's my role? Now I forgot how to play this character. Okay. That's not going to hit. That's only a 15.
No, that's a miss.
Okay.
So splash.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Two poison splash if he takes poison damage.
I think he does.
Nice.
Oh, no, he does not.
He does not.
He also doesn't get sickened at all by it.
Oh, okay. But this is my first, I haven't seen any.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I don't know what's
going
on.
Well, he belched right next to you. That's what you saw.
Sure, yeah.
He got hit really quickly.
All right, I'm done.
All right, now the Miststalker's turn. He is going to move up just one hex to get in range of Clam.
Well, can he move?
He can move just barely. He's not going outside those stones, but you could, like, it's taking him extra strength to move out of the very center. So he's moving just one hex up. He's still in those centers, but it's like it's pulling his body back almost. Like there's a force field pulling at him, and he realizes he can't go any further. He wants to go further, but he can't. So that's his movement action, and then he's gonna lash one of those spines on his back that shoot out.
Mm-hmm. Clam's not out of it yet.
Clam. That is a 15.
No, you know my AC's high.
Oh yeah, it is.
Clam the tank.
And he's gonna lash another one. Just this random guy popped out. And he misses that as well. So that is the Miststalker's turn.
Can I do a free action of talking again?
Yeah.
Real quick. Hey everybody that's coming out of this mist, help us take this down.
Some look at you, some are just freaked.
I just want to rally. I'm trying to rally the troops.
Yeah. All right, Mel, give me a will save.
18.
18?
Oh, wait, no, 28, sorry.
28?
Yeah.
Oh, that is a pass. All right, let's flash to Tipsy.
Nice.
And then we'll come back to Mel.
Nice, Mel.
Sorry. I just dropped Jeff's dice on the ground.
Pick it up, dog.
That did feel bully-ish. Okay, so we're flashed to Tipsy. Sorry, that happened right as I was like... dropping the dice. All right, so I need to roll another acrobatics check, is that right?
You need to escape. You've been grabbed now.
Oh, so that is...
strength,
athletics,
right?
Or strength?
Yeah. Athletics or thievery or unarmed attack.
Well, which is it? Because my thievery is much
better. No, you can choose.
Than my athletics.
Oh. Typically athletics.
I'll do thievery.
Oh, wait.
Oh. Yeah, I thought it was just athletics.
No, sorry. You can attempt acrobatics or athletics check instead using your attack modifier if you choose.
Okay. So I'll use acrobatics because I've got a plus one versus a plus zero. 15?
15 is a fail.
Oh, jeez. Tipsy's toast. I'd have to roll a nat 20 to get out of this, I have a feeling.
Tipsy gets pulled further down.
Oh, boy.
Tipsy can't even see or hear anyone else.
Can he put his finger to his head and cast ignition?
He can, actually.
Goodbye, cruel world.
Cleanse the pain.
Wait, hold on. Is that the only one I can attempt on this turn?
Yes.
Okay. Then I guess I'm done. Well, unless I feel like I can damage this creature enough that it would let me go.
I mean, you can try.
Okay. I guess I will cast ignition on it.
I mean, that's what you would do.
Yeah, right.
It's like, it doesn't matter if it's not possible.
Yeah, I'll cast ignition on it. That's an 18 to hit.
18, that is a miss.
Jesus, I can't roll above 10. Okay, that's it.
Yeah,
I guess.
That was two action.
And that, I should say, that is not the creature. That is the AC of a tentacle.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
That was just a poor roll. I have a plus 10.
All right, Mel, you are up.
Okay.
The jet is still strong. There's still a couple more creatures. Again, mostly gnomes and some Azarketti. I think you guys are all encouraged. There are actually Azarketti popping out of this thing.
Is this creature Cthulhu?
I don't know.
Okay. It's an elder god.
He's crossed over.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to move up 30 feet. Kind of like right next to Clam.
Moving back to the west toward the center of the island.
Okay, good. So then I'm going to cast Harm towards the creature. So that's a fortitude save, I believe.
Alrighty.
I just thought. Yeah, fortitude against my...
Fortitude's probably really good.
It was on 20 for a split second. 22.
That's a save.
Yeah. That's a miss then.
Is that a crit or a...
Isn't
it different between critical success and success?
No, I don't think it's... No, I don't think so. It's just a miss, I guess.
Just nothing happens.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which sucks, because that's my turn.
That's all right.
No. It's a basic fortitude save.
Yeah, so it's half.
So as long as I didn't crit, it still takes half damage.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A crit would be the only way I avoid damage completely.
Gotcha.
Yeah, anytime it's a basic save.
Oh, because it said basic in front?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So 2d10.
Oh, yeah. That's a d10.
Seven.
Great and then roll. Add a d6 to that.
13.
No, you gotta roll it. A d6.
Oh, sorry.
He's just like, add 6? Okay.
Why am I...
Because
it's
stuck.
In the center.
It takes extra damage.
Oh,
we've
got that's a damage right, bonus that's right, right that's now.
Right.
A 1. So an 8. And it's half, so 4.
4 damage.
Hey, everything helps. We learned this on that undead beast.
Yep, we're whittling it down.
Right.
Also, again, you notice it vomits.
Nice.
It's like retching.
See, every time this thing gets hit, it does something weird.
Yeah, you'd think it'd love it, like the Cenobites in Hellraiser.
Clam's just hoping that vomit is going down into the compass and getting on Tamley.
Wait, hold on. I missed that. I was reminiscing about Hellraiser.
I said Clam's hoping that the vomit of this creature is going down into the crack and getting on Tamley.
Yeah. dare to dream.
Yeah, one can dream.
Who just went? Mel?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to roll for Tamley will be red, Ramley will be gray.
Oh, yes!
My God.
To get out of that compass.
Yes! Tamley's red. I got to watch.
You guys rolled acrobatics?
Yes.
What's a gnome acrobatics?
What was my bonus?
Yeah.
Mine was 0.
I was going to say, it depends on your dex.
Mine was 0.
Okay.
Because mine was plus 1 because I have plus 1 dex.
Mine's 9.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to give both Tamley and Ramley plus 2.
Okay. No way.
They're cagey little.
Dexterous.
Well, what class would they be?
Well, I don't even know.
She's 525.
I know, but she's spry. She's spry.
Yeah, remember she caught your hand when you were trying to slap her.
Oh, that is true.
If they're gangsters, I would say they might be rogues, which would have decent decks.
Okay. Should we give them more?
Whatever you want. I'd say 2 or 3 would be fair.
Please bring them out. I can't wait to murder them.
Like, story-wise, I want them to come out. But I don't want to cheat. All right, we'll say plus two.
Plus two is good.
Red is Tamley. Gray is Ramley. Oh, Tamley gets a 6. Is grabbed right next to Tipsy. Ramley crits and flies out.
But he does a Superman pose.
Can we hear what each of them say?
Ah, no! That was Tamley.
Does the creature do imitations to, like, increase our pain? Because I'd love for him to be like, come, child.
Yeah, that's what it does.
Okay.
That's what it does.
Is this where you say that I'm GMing?
I love this. Jordan just like makes up stuff that doesn't happen.
I made the story, bro. I know.
Like last episode, Jordan's like, yeah, he did a tail lash. And I was like, no one said tail lash.
I swear that you said that.
I listened to the recording four times. No one said tail lash.
Look right. at its tail.
Ramley. I don't know what mini to use for Ramley.
Use the Turundle.
Yeah,
Turundle.
Find the Turundle.
Oh, yeah. I need to find Turundle.
That might bring a tear to my eye, though.
Yeah. Poor Turundi.
No, I'm thinking of Lunk.
Oh, my God.
I knew that's where that was going. Oh, yes. God. Resembles very much Lunk.
Is Turundle even in here?
Should be. Well, maybe I haven't. Let me see.
Oh, crap. Well, I have Fred.
All right.
Let's keep rolling. Ramley goes, no! As he's reaching for his sister. And flies out.
Tipsy just looks at Tamlin and goes, you too, huh?
Ah, child. This is the end, huh?
Well, I was going to try to fight my way out, but now I'm stuck here with you. I might just do it. Just commit suicide.
That would be kind of epic. All right, we snap back to top of the round. Right?
When are we going back to Tal?
When are we going back to Tal?
Just a question for the GM.
Later.
Adam the GM.
We're going back to Tal later.
Okay. Later's cool.
All right. We're back to Bash.
Okay. I think I just shoot at it. Unless anybody wants some heal.
shoot it, please.
You're not in touch range of any of us anyway.
Shoot it right in the face.
Grabbing a penis. What's that?
17.
17 plus nice. 9, 26.
That's a hit.
Nice.
All right.
Add your d6.
Well, that was 7. And it's not. It's a 1. Plus 4, 5.
5 damage total?
Yep.
Okay.
5 damage total? What are you guys doing over there?
Rolling 1s.
One. A 1 on my d8 and a 4 on my d6.
Did you have anything else to do, Bash?
Oh, yeah. That was only my first attack.
Just keep firing it.
Gotta roll this back. 12 and 4, 16.
16's a miss.
Have you hunt prey on this thing?
It's still wrecking.
I did that last session.
Yeah. Okay, I couldn't remember.
Do I fire again? Or move
can you use your bap?
I did that last time too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
I'm assuming this is the same encounter.
It is, yes.
Even though it spans.
I forgot that you used that.
You can attack again, but your chances of negative 10 fumbling, really your only chance to hit it is to roll a 20.
Is there a mechanic in this game where he can spend an action aiming to improve his chances on the next round, or am I making that up in my head?
I'm pretty sure that'd have to be a mechanical thing.
No, I actually beat. I have a 2.
Yeah, I don't think there
I have
is.
A 2 thing, a 2
action
ability called Hunter's Aim. Actually.
Oh.
Oh
okay,
yeah.
But yeah, you don't have enough left for that.
I do not. So I should.
You're rolling at a negative 1 attack on your map, right?
Yeah.
So you'd have to roll a 20 to hit him.
It's probably... There's nothing else you can do.
Should I move somewhere? Should I aid? Does anybody need aid?
Dear God, no.
Oh, I want to come up and aid Clem.
You're just going to make it worse.
Yeah, I would say you could move a little bit to get it in a further position.
You know what I'm going to do? I see all these things flying out. I'm going to go...
Nice. I love it.
And something somewhere that stirs in a Notarian guard's ass.
You look up 100 feet above the Miststalker in a blaze of glory. Like a thought hits the sky.
Oh my
like
God.
A dead phoenix from ashes.
Yeah, I was going to say, Tipsy sees this undead bird burst out of a Notarian guard's ass and go right through the thing. And he just shakes his head and goes,
"Why, it doesn't that figure? That just fucking figures, man." All right.
So can I command animal that I see caw-caw fly out there?
How many actions? That's two actions.
I use
right?
two. He's so got command animal left. Would be one.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, go for it.
Okay, all right. I'm telling caw-caw to go after this thing with its jaws. 14 plus 9, 23.
That's a hit.
All right. Oh, wow. 1d6.
Kafa, I just see him pecking at his eyes.
Wait, plus a d6, right?
Plus 1d6 d6 plus 2, so that's 3. Plus another d6, 5, 8.
Nice.
Not 0.
It's better than 5.
8's great.
Again, creature retching.
All right, and now I'm fresh out.
All right, Alistair.
Let me get back to Alistair here. He's going to throw a rock, I guess. So one action to pick it up and action to throw it. And that is a 9. So is that a fumble?
What's the bonus on it?
What do you mean? I mean, I rolled... That's adjusted 9.
Adjusted 9. No, that is not a fumble.
Okay.
Interesting. Picked up a rock too heavy for him.
It must be it must be 19 then. I feel like we missed on an 18.
Yeah, we missed on a 19 too.
Okay.
Wait, did we? Maybe
I think
we
missed on an 18.
Yeah, you've missed on higher than 19, I think.
Wait, so then it would have to be a negative 10 fumble.
You're missing something.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So that's two actions. What else can I do, even? Anything? Can I try to intimidate it?
Sure.
That does take its AC down.
It's just terrified of you missing with the rocks.
Pretty much, yeah. So I have intimidating glare, so it doesn't need to speak my language to intimidate it. I can just look at it.
What am I, what are you going against?
It would be, I think, let me see here. What's the action for intimidate? Where is it? HI.
It's probably against will.
Oh no, demoralize is what I'm looking. I roll intimidate to demoralize it.
Okay.
It's against your will, DC.
Yep. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I roll, and that probably doesn't do it. It's a 15.
That actually does.
Oh, yeah, so he's demoralized, so add that as a condition.
What does that do?
What did you yell at him?
I don't have to yell.
Oh, you
I
don't?
Got the glare.
Oh, you
so
got
I can
the glare.
Just,
oh,
just stink eyeing him.
Demoralized isn't a condition in Path Builder.
Is it not?
Is it frightened?
It's frightened, sorry. Okay. Yes.
Oh, that frightens it. Wow. That's nice.
Yeah, so
quite
that's aware. Actually huge.
Wow, you must be standing on like high ground, making yourself
look
bigger
frightened
than
one.
It.
Your glare is a success, but the creature seems in such bad shape that it doesn't do anything different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's worried about other things.
Gotcha.
It notices your glare, but it's clearly worried about other things.
Okay.
Okay.
Immune to frightened.
Again, you're missing something. Cedric.
We're always missing something.
I've tried to say, this thing's throwing up. This thing's bleeding all over the place.
No, you haven't recalled. I mean, you did once, but it was
Alistair's
a tweener.
No, he's not built to take any knowledge off of this, I don't think.
I don't have any ideas on how to figure out what we're missing.
Yeah.
Like, why would it be throwing up every time we heard it?
Because it hurts?
Something's inside of it?
I don't know.
Maybe it's like the Leviathan, and it just has a threshold that something's going to come out of
this thing. What do we do with that information, anyways?
No, just keep killing it.
Right. That's I can't think of.
All right, Alistair, is your turn done?
Out of a watermelon.
Yes.
Okay. Hot dog out of a watermelon. Watermelon races.
Watermelon races. I forgot I made up a sport.
Okay. Our Mist Stalker.
Oh.
Annoyed, is going to reach up. Snap its jaws right at Caw-Caw.
Oh. Caw-Caw's back in the
danger
zone.
For a 15.
That's a miss.
It's a miss.
Oh, wow.
It's just lashing now. Last grasps. And then it's going to snap one of its thorns again at Clam. For a 12.
No, that's a miss.
Is it a fumble?
No. Because I don't have Dray cards or my shield up.
It's going to try one more time to snap its back thingies, its thorns, at just a random Otarian standing there, running away for an 18.
I hope it hits it.
Kills one of
it
those
does.
Guys.
It does. Goes straight through it. You can see the barb through the man's chest.
It's like the alien tail.
Yes. And it, the man can't move. He's trying to run away, and he can't, and it's slowly pulling him back.
Ooh.
He's no, not... no, no!
Exactly.
No, no, Otari, not our Azarketti.
Oh, I thought it was an Azarketti, too.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't care about those Otarians. Get them.
No, that was just them talking about that guy's misfortune. Yeah.
There you go.
Sucks to be him.
Oh, glad he's not that guy.
A couple of things are going to happen. Mel needs to roll our will save. But also, you see one of the Azarketti that you sailed here with finally swims out of the ocean.
Aquato?
It's actually Podunk. And he's carrying...
Wait, was one named Aquato? I missed that.
He's carrying the front ballista, the smaller ballista, from the ship that you guys were using. And he levies it and fires it.
Wait, hang on.
The Miss Stalker.
Wait, hold on. These guys.
Azarketti are massive in strength.
No, Jordan, they're helping us.
Like, no, but they took it. I'm trying to just understand the timeline with the boat.
Yes.
They took the ballista off the boat somewhere when the mage took the boat.
They saw the mage run to the boat, so they instinctively said to themselves, let's get our weapons off the boat.
Okay.
So they, as secretly as they could, tried to pull things from the boat and then just jumped over the side and started swimming back. So that's why it's taken them a while.
Because they're just hauling this ballista.
Yeah. Okay. It's made mostly of wood, so it floats, and they're great swimmers, but it's still a big thing that they're, you know, swimming through the ocean.
Can we, since I think we had this argument about whether Tal could lift a ballista, before.
That's what I was thinking,
Can we make it so that he's coming out of the water and the water's like supporting it mostly, but he's got it out enough he can fire it?
Well, there's two separate ballistas.
He's like Navy SEAL popping out of the water with a ballista.
Yes, we can.
Okay,
but
perfect.
Remember, there are two separate ballistas. They're the ones on the sides that had the big, heavy bolts. Those ones it did not take. It took one of the front ones.
This one's one of the like small hunting ballistas, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like a harpoon.
It's functionally like a heavy crossbow.
Okay.
So really heavy to unload, but does plenty of damage. And it's going to fire it.
I'm thinking like the Navy SEALs popping out of the cistern and the rock.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of too.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that is a hit.
Who's it firing at?
The Miststalker.
Okay, thank goodness.
Bash.
Yeah. I'm just standing there. I would have some cover, I think.
I don't think they'd have the range if they're over there.
And it does 5 damage.
That would be funny if this was Adam's retaliation for you calling him a fake-ass bitch.
What?
I never said that.
Ezra K just comes out of nowhere and takes out Bash.
Bash murders him.
So awesome. All right, Mel, we'll save.
All right, here we go. Nat 20.
Nat 20.
Oh my gosh.
You see more Azarketti come out. You see more gnomes come out. The Miststalker is even pulled back, like takes a half step back.
Clam's like, Deepsy, come on. Deepsy, do it.
All right, Deepsy, escape action.
Where are you, Deepsy?
Is that what you want to do? Or do you want to do it? You're right next to Tamalee. She's also grabbed.
No, I don't have the grudge against Tamalee like Clam does.
Oh, how not after all this?
20 to escape.
Adjusted 20 or nat 20?
Adjusted.
That actually would... You free yourself from his grasp.
Okay.
Yep.
And now I have to attempt a jump into the...
Yes.
The thingy. Oh, wait. I'm looking at the wrong guy.
I'm imagining you're just stepping on Tamalee's face to get out of there.
You are further down in this pit, too, so... Clam had a lot easier time jumping over it because he was on an elevated platform.
Do I have to roll a nat 20 to get it?
Jumping across. I don't know.
Because I only have a +1 to my acrobatics.
You probably do.
All right. Come on. Hold on. I'm going off mic to roll this.
What do we got?
Fumble.
5.
You free yourself for a split second, get grabbed again, and pulled down into the depths.
You can't, man. You can't hear Tamily. You can't see anything.
Well.
I got so lucky.
You really did. All right, it's Mel.
So you just get half damage again.
All right.
It's a nice thing about it, though, is you can't really miss unless he crits.
Yeah,
like, you're
right.
Always going to do something.
Yeah.
And fortitude's usually high on big beasties.
I'm just going to roll the 2D, or the D10 twice. 3, solid. 6, so 9, and then a D6, right?
Yep.
4. So 13.
13 all day.
Round down or round up?
Round down or up, yeah.
Six or seven.
We've been rounding up.
7. 7 damage.
Gotcha. Alright, you doing anything else?
That was 2 actions, so then I'm gonna move back.
Moving back to the east side of the island. Away from the center.
And that's my turn.
All right, Bash.
It's me again?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, Clam didn't go.
I was going to say, I swear I just went.
Oh, Clam didn't go that round?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you should have gone before the Miststalker.
Oh.
Before Alistair. You did go before Alistair, didn't you?
He's only gone once.
No, he's
Bash, yeah.
Okay, yeah, Clam go. Sorry, I missed you.
Okay, I'll just throw my single Alchemist Fire, since I saw that the poison didn't do anything. Would I have recognized that?
Yes.
Least?
Yeah, okay. You did recognize it.
So I will throw. Make sure I know what I'm doing. Okay, here we go. Now that's only a 17.
17 is a hit.
Oh, dang. Okay. Now I gotta roll some damage.
It's losing AC.
Yeah, I forgot. He was terrified too, or whatever. Frightened.
No, he's not frightened.
No,
it's
he's
just
immune
something
to frightened or something. Uh-oh. Something made it so that he can't be frightened.
That's only 4 damage.
Did you add a d6?
Oh, no. 3 more. So 7 damage plus 2 persistent fire if he takes it and 2 splash fire. So that'd be 7. So 9 that he takes right now.
Gotcha.
And 2 persistent fire.
Gotcha. All right, now back to Bash.
Does
he react to that at all? Does he throw up or more or anything?
Yes. Okay. Every opening in his body is spewing this black-blue mist fluid even more. You can tell it's making him sick. It makes, like, little acidic splashes in the water on the island. Uh-huh. And, like, it causes like a minor chemical reaction really quick in the water.
Does the persistent fire take hold? Does he looks like he's on fire?
Yes.
Okay. I still had 2 more actions, but I guess I don't know what else I would do, so I'll just waste them. Go ahead, Bash.
Okay.
Well, you can put your shield up or something.
Oh, yeah. I'll put my shield up. Good call, Jeff. Thank you. I forgot about how to use a shield.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll shoot at this guy. Thirteen, which I'm sure is a miss.
13 is a miss.
Okay. Try it again. Oh, that's better. The second one's minus 5 from that, right?
Yep.
So I get a 4, so 22.
That's a hit.
Ooh, and 6, 9.
Yep.
And then my last action. Caw, caw, get him! So Caw Caw is going to attack.
Caw Caw is actually the hero here.
Caw Caw is, but not on that roll, which was, I don't know, 13. Not a hit.
13 is a hit.
13's a hit? Oh my!
His AC's been lowered somehow.
It's actually 14, but... okay. So, Kakar. D6 plus 2. 5, 7... Plus 6. 13 for Kakar.
13 for Kakar. That brings it down.
Oh my god.
He takes his eyes out.
Oh my god.
Kaka gets to describe the kill.
Yeah, can Kaka describe that for us?
Kaka lands on its horn in the middle of its head and just is going to town, like pecking at one of the eyes, sticking its cloaca in the other eye. Okay. Just jamming it through, and eventually it gets some brain matter in there and just pulls it out of its beak, and the thing topples to the ground.
That's awesome.
As it does that, all of this mist explodes into an acidic bomb.
That's not good.
Kaw-Kaw
was touching.
Needs to give a basic reflex save.
Okay, all right.
He's so busy teabagging this thing, he just gets his ass blown up.
Is there anybody else within 15 feet?
Those guys.
Yeah, we'll say that Azraketti were running away. The guy that was pinned.
Is Clam good?
Clam's good. He's like 25.
Kaw-Kaw's reflex save was 12.
12, that's a fail. So Kaw-Kaw's going to take all this.
Ooh.
10.
I heard a lot of dice.
16 damage. It was 66.
Oh my gosh. That's super low.
Kaw-Kaw lives.
Nah, it's over half. He rolled above average.
Really? That seems really
66,
low.
36 damage.
18,
sorry. Okay, he was close.
It's not super low.
Either way.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, 17 damage.
Kaw-Kaw survives.
He brushes it off.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Kaw-Kaw just kind of flexes his feathers, bats them a little bit. Her feathers. No, his.
Kaw-Kaw. His, yeah.
It's a good thing he's not actually alive. Just a little plastic.
A few feathers fall out.
They melt.
Yeah, his button eyes sagging out of his head a little bit.
The jet dies down. The island raises back up. All is calm. And our heroes are stuck on this mythical island with no boat.
Clam scrambles over to where it was, and he's like scratching at the thing. He's like, Deepsea! No! Deepsea, no!
Alistair's not far behind. Deepsea! Where is he?
He's in there! He's under there with that soap bubble!
God damn it! We've got to figure out how to find him.
You got a shovel?
And we'll see you next week.